Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Back to Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Well, we're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, live out here at about 12th and Cass Street. Blur tailgate before the rematch, the rematch. Arkansas Razorbacks with Van Horn. Leading the charge against the LSU Bayou Tigers, essentially the Omaha Tigers. A lot of feel to this. Now, obviously, on ESPN, we see Cam Nozzo, who the local product, I think, from Millard West, right?
Millard South,
was more than excited. You wonder if he did have everybody, the whole baseball team, sleep over. They'd be in the garage and all. It's a hot sleepover. But you know what it is. It's a good time to have a hometown feel. And then obviously, you know, sheds light, like we talked about yesterday with recruiting and football wise, that there's great baseball players here all across the nation, both at the JUCO levels and obviously major Power Four levels, you know, doing work and representing the state of Nebraska well. And with that being said, you know, obviously Nebraska's, you know, finishing up this month of June, that essentially is probably I'm assuming they take off July, you know, before camp, because June is, I'm sure they don't spend a lot of time at home because they got to go on the road recruiting. They got camps galore, it seems like. I think they got camps going on right now. And then you got official visits. And then, you know, there's some team camps and exclusive camps as well. Lost a recruit in their 2026 class. And we talked off air, and I wanted to get your opinion, Austin. I wonder what this new house settlement where you can get your pre-December early signing period contract or offers from any school, once you commit, will you see a lot more decommits and being back in the pool to drive up the price, right? And here's what I mean. I could be committed to school A, decommit, jump back in the pool with all in the back of my mind. I really like Nebraska or whatever school I decommitted from, but I could go back and field a couple offers and say, hey, look, man, we were really good. Business is business. No hard feelings, right? Mm-hmm. Right? You know, yeah. But this is what the offer is right here. And it might be significantly more initially, or the structure of it might be more appealing with the rev sharing, so forth and so on. And also, I would say, look, you got me for more than 1 year versus an NIL deal. You think you're going to see more decommits and then try to get back into the revenue sharing pool to up the ante in certain situations?
That's going to be so interesting to monitor, because on the one hand, I think, yes, there could be a flood of them, guys that maybe don't know what they're getting from their school and won't know hypothetically until August 1st. You assume the agents are talking with the schools, even though they probably shouldn't be at this point. I think for some guys that are maybe at the top of the class, right?
Sure.
Maybe your top 2, 3, 4 guys.
Yeah.
Maybe they do. But then let's say that those top 2, 3, 4 are all considering decommitting. Is it better business to tell the school that you're committed to, I'm just going back in for business?
Yeah.
Or is it better to say, I'm going back into the portal, you know,
and we'll
I'm
see
still
what
good,
yeah.
But it's on you to make sure we're still good, right? To not leave the door wide open, but also not crack shut.
Yeah, I think both are you're doing the same thing, right? As long as you're having some clear communication. But I think the schools now, you got to understand it's business on both sides, right? And sometimes if you have an uncommittable offer, or you have a committable offer and you have to pull it, you know, like the whole sense of, like, look at last year with Daniel Kalen was coming in as our quarterback in the class, and here comes Dylan. You got to communicate with him.
Right.
This is where you're at. We'll still honor it, but, you know, understand this is the dude that's coming in that's going to lead our program potentially, as long as everything go right. And so
the flip side of that then is the bottom 15, 20 guys in the class. Probably going to be stupid to do that.
Right. You got to know, instead of the 2 or 3 guys at every class, I think the top 4, maybe 6 guys, depending on the position group, can do it.
Well, it's just like free agency in any other
it is
league, right? The top guys set the demand, set the market. They can flex a little bit. The other people, you know, have to have agency and look out for themselves, but won't be able to, you know, swing the same stick.
The demand comes from what? The highest guys, we've seen it over this last couple cycles of NIL across the line, defense and offensive linemen, offense and defensive linemen. So that's why I was saying, you know, top 4 to 6, maybe even 8, if it's a really good class of guys, that, and there's a need for young offensive linemen, yeah, because there's not a lot out there in the transfer portal. Right. So you got to take advantage of it. And I don't see a problem with it, but I just, you know, you guys got to be strategic, you know, about it. And, you know, the one thing as we move on, you know, whether, you know, we'll talk about the young quarterback from Millard South going, you know, committing or decommitting from Iowa State, going to, you know, Alabama, committing. Jet Tamala committing to Alabama, and then obviously we had a young man decommit from Nebraska. I just think it's at the point now, you know, you can't take anything personal. I think once the guys get off the plane, you got to make the experience best for them, and obviously you try to curtail every kind of recruiting visit, I'm assuming, to them, you know, because everybody has different needs and different,
yeah,
you know, what they're going to look and try to see. And you put forth your best effort, and you definitely want them to commit, and you're definitely invested. But if they say no or they decide to decommit, you can't take it personally, because I think these kids are really, really fickle, and you never know reason why or who's advising them to it. Now, I do think this, you know, house agreement will allow, you know, a little bit of that to slow down. But I think the more that you just go with business as usual, I think that there's other players that you would then lean on your development. Then knowing that you can go get another guy that will take advantage of this opportunity, it might take a little bit longer, but then you got a little bit longer relationship where you can kind of move through the process together. I think in the end, your head will be more, you won't be treading water. You'd be more swimming with your head above water, looking for bigger and better pastures. Because, you know, like I said, it, you know, whether it's with Jet Tamala or any other player that's at another university or in the potentially could be in the portal, is not like when I got recruited. It was, you had to go hell or high water to transfer, and you're taking a big risk to sitting out a year. Mm-hmm. These guys are in the portal more frequently. Now, it should slow down now, but you never know when that second go-round will go, either at present school, right, as far as, you know, the head coach, or if you're a coordinator that had a really good rapport with them, mm-hmm, and you get a head coaching job and say things don't work out well wherever you're at. You know, the perfect example is Caleb Williams. When he went on his pre-draft visit with the Vikings, he loved it with Kevin O'Connell. Now, he got drafted, you know, by Chicago, but don't think that Kevin O'Connell and him and that relationship won't cross paths later on in either one of their careers. And so it's no different than here with these high school kids. And, you know, it was big news that Jet Tamala decommitted from Iowa State and committed to Bama. But when you look at how, first of all, he's a multi-sport athlete. He's competitive. And so he's a legit 6'4". He's a really good athlete. I think his dad played college basketball. So he's, you know, he's a tough mental, you know, mentally tough kid. He's a competitive kid. He's gotten better. He has a ton of potential. Product of the Steve Warren or Warren Academy. And then he's gotten better at every step, right? And then as he's been out there on a national basis, as far as, you know, jumping on the scene with the state championship, then obviously committing to Iowa State, then obviously going out and doing all these camps and 7-on-7 and all that stuff. He's essentially won.
What makes for a great vacation? Depends on who you ask. Are you looking to get away or bring everyone together? Do you want to get outside and play or see a play at the plate? Fortunately, however you operate, I'm the destination you've been looking for. The name's Missouri, but you can call me Mo. And I have just one question. What's your MO? Come see me at visitmo.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
The pre-draft process for an athlete that finishes up their eligibility at Nebraska.
Right.
Okay, you go down to the Senior Bowl, you do well. You interview well at the Senior Bowl. There's a position of need, obviously, always at quarterback. And then you go to the combine and you throw well, and then everything else lines up for it. Then you go from, say, a top 45 pick. Now they're talking about you're going, you know, maybe number one or whatever. And so for him, you know, it's probably no hard feelings against, you know, Coach Campbell. And I'm sure Coach Campbell was probably disappointed, but I think it's just part of the business. And Alabama's a once in a lifetime opportunity to be able to commit and then be the quarterback in the class. Mm-hmm. And so now like we said yesterday, you know, everybody's like, well, what happened in Nebraska and whatever, you know, they learn from it is one thing. Now it's up to Nebraska, whoever they have, and the players on the roster to make those decisions right. But then more importantly for these young kids, they're getting opportunities outside of the state of Nebraska is make their decisions right. You can't always be prove somebody wrong. You got to start thinking about proving somebody right, and it's on both ends. You can, you know, Matt Rhule, I think, said at some point of time, if Nebraska doesn't win, blame him. You got to allow him to recruit who he wants to recruit, and he's recruited him, but you also have Dayton in the class who they believe in, and then you got Trey Taylor coming in, so it's kind of a little bit of circumstances because there's only one quarterback.
Right.
And nobody's going to want to come in. All these guys are highly rated. I don't need to go somewhere where somebody else is, and it's just, you know, circumstances that sometimes just don't work out.
I'm going to make a bold prediction. I say sarcastically.
Yeah.
I don't think Nebraska has more than 1 year where TJ Lateef, Dayton Raiola, and Trey Taylor are all on the same roster. I know that's how it's set up right now.
Right.
That's your succession plan. Yeah. Obviously, Dylan is there as well. But
right.
That's just how the quarterback position works.
Yeah.
Either you're the guy or you're not the guy. Of that group, I need to see more that seemed the most from Dayton.
Yeah.
To be completely honest.
Yeah.
So, you know, if Nebraska had wanted to take another quarterback in that class, would not have blamed him in the slightest.
Sure.
If they believe in him, great.
Yeah.
You're playing the off-field politics, you have to.
Right.
That's we have to be honest. That part of that's what got
it's no different to Nebraska. It's no different than Arch Manning.
Absolutely. You have to play the game on the field and off the field.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to, you know, you're on the cutting room floor, one of those guys will be the one that takes the snaps for you.
Yeah.
You can want to play the game as much as you can, you know, right now, but then you also have to have a big picture view in mind too, because Nebraska, I guarantee it, in the next 3 years is going to pick up a transfer portal quarterback that they could see starting games for them.
Yeah.
I don't think they see Marcos Davila starting games for them this year,
right?
But I think in the next 3 years, guess what? Everyone is taking transfers. It's still going to be a thing. Nebraska will take a transfer quarterback. You want the guys that you recruit to develop and be your guys.
Yeah.
I think every one of them has a chance to be a guy at Nebraska, be the starting quarterback for a year or two at Nebraska. But you're not going to have 100% hit rate.
It just doesn't
happen that way. So you're going to hedge your bets somewhere. Somewhere along the lines, one of those guys is going to fall off, want to be closer to home, transfer somewhere else. You got to be prepared for that.
Yeah, coordinator switch, girlfriend switch, whatever the factors are, that has nothing to do with anything that you can control. You could have it to where, I forget the quarterback, or actually there was the receiver that played at North Carolina where I think he had, both of his parents passed away, so he wanted to move back home. And then there was the, you know, Jay Bayless was talking about they needed to let him play, and eventually he did.
Yeah.
Or you look at it like back in the, you know, before the transfer portal really got started. Now, there were some off-the-field issues with the baseball team at Georgia and Justin Fields, but Jake Fromm was there.
Right.
And then so then he ended up at Ohio State. And then obviously then that the domino effect. And you got to think, Joe Burrow ended up at LSU. The quarterback hit rate is probably the worst bet possible out there because there's so many other factors that go into playing major college football or major college football quarterback, the position, that you can't evaluate in high school.
Right. No.
Pressure.
No shot.
Competition. Do you like to get hit? Are you competitive? Are you a leader? Can you lead young men? Can you deal with success? Can you deal with, you know, all the things that come with Nebraska, being patted on the back and talked about as one of the best quarterbacks of all time before you take a snap, or best linebackers of all time before I even make an all conference team? Can you deal with that? You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, and can you be realistic and then continue to move forward, to continue to develop, continue to add to your game and all that stuff? So I think and that's everywhere. You got to think, playing quarterback at Georgia and Alabama, that's a real deal. I mean, that's pressure, right? And that's not pressure then. And that's not the same pressure as Jay Foreman taking the field at, Eden Prairie High School and trying to, you know, leave a legacy at the running back position and all that other stuff. And so I think it's just
which you did, mission accomplished.
I did. But, you know, I mean, it's J.D. Spielman didn't have the same type of pressure as that you got to take when you play quarterback at Nebraska. And that's part of the position.
Right.
That's why it's the hardest position to hit on. And there is other factors that go into it, whether it's a legacy kid or it's a legacy kid with the vibe, with the connection with the coach. Right. Or coaches. You got to think. You know, now you're starting to see players, you know, go places to where they have a connection with coaches at college. Like, you know, like Philip Rivers has a son coming up. and he's going to definitely be on the cusp of going to probably North Carolina State. You think you see Ryan Clark's son, who has a relationship with Marcus Freeman. He's at Notre Dame, so forth, and Plaxico Burress and all that stuff. So now you're starting to see guys.
Plaxico was Michigan State, right?
Yes, but he has a relationship with Ryan Clark, which now his kid is potentially going to go to Notre Dame. Yeah. And all the familiarity thing, right? Where Larry Fitzgerald Jr. and his son, they were all on the same visit. All that stuff is there, right? And so you just got to now, and whether it's a legacy by blood on the field or legacy by relationship, it's going to, you know, part of it is happening. And you got to think, before we go to break, you talk about Arch Manning. Guy ain't took us, I mean, he took a few snaps, right? Showed a little bit of life, but really he has odds to win the Heisman. So that right there is just that is bloodline. That is assumptive that he's going to be an all-star player. But when you watch him at times, especially coming out of high school, you're like, I don't know so much. Now you're getting paid $4 million for 2 years. Now that's where the pressure comes in, and can he deal with it? Seems like he's just fine. Big shout-out to Arch Manning. Was down in the hood representing.
How about that?
In St. Louis, the home of Kenny Wilhite. But, you know, I mean, I think that's just part of it, man. And so, you know, I know Nebraska fans like to live and die with everything in Nebraska. My whole thing is the most thing I get invested in, and I'm not even really invested because I'm not playing or coaching, is all this stuff is great. Only thing I care about is whether you win or not. That's the only thing that matters. Because as we've seen teams that weren't thought of that even win a game in Indiana or two years ago, Woo! Northwestern, or Indiana has a coach coming in selling a bunch of Wolf tickets that a ton of coaches have already done, knock it out of the park. Or you see teams like Florida State this year that was a shoe-in, bet-wise, to make the college football playoffs. Their season was over after they lost to Boston College on that Thursday night. So one thing that's over is this segment. Appreciate everybody's listening. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.